Listen to what Paul said. And I'm coming right back to what I said. Romans chapter 8. I'm reading this from the King James. Moreover, whom they did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, this is verse 30. Whom he called, he also justified. Now notice, whom he justified, them he also what? Glorified. That catch up with me. I got to move on now. What shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? See, all these things that the devil is bringing up and trying to accuse you of and trying to put you in dilemma, try to put you in fear, try to put you, have you thinking that you can't make it. You're not. And I mean, all this stuff. I want to tell you something. In these last few years, there's some thing that God is helping me with. Because at one time, I just thought I couldn't do it. But I found out it's not up to me. It doesn't stop with me. I found out there's an unlimited supply on the inside of me. I just got to get quiet long enough and stay there long enough to learn what he's teaching. And then be willing to do what I was taught. Then if I be willing to do what he taught me, then nothing can stop me. Are you hearing me? But we have to get rid of shame, pride, and all the other stuff. All the other baggage come along with that trying to stop you. But listen what he said. I want you to hear this. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Think about that statement. Now, you think God for you? What would be your answer? Be yes, but how much yes do you really mean out of that yes? I mean, we can easily say words, but how much when the heat's on? When the enemy is showing up, how much yes do we have then? If God be for us, who can be against us? Can you be bold enough to say, bring it on, Mr. Devil? You think you can handle the God that's in me? He said, and then he went on to say, he that spares not his own son, but what? Deliver him up for us all. How shall he not with him also what? Listen to that word, freely. Do you know what freely means? No cost, no charge. No cost, no charge, freely. How shall he not with him freely what? Give us. How many is all things? How many? I'm going to ask you again. How many is all things? Everything he gained for us in his redemption and brought, and we became an heir to the kingdom of God. He has given it to us. But we go to him sometimes begging to give it to us. He wants you to come and receive what's already yours. We're begging for things, but he wants you to come freely and receive. He said, see, the enemy messes your mind when you're ignorant of Satan's device, when you're ignorant of his device. He'll make you think that you don't qualify. You just don't qualify. I just can't. We're going somewhere if you stay with me. I just don't qualify. And therefore, we sit over there and act like other folks and don't act like a covenant child. We don't act like a covenant child, a son, a daughter of God, because we don't think we got all things. We're living in one realm, and God said, get over here in the realm you've been born into. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, who shall lay anything? Now listen to this now. Who shall lay what? Anything. Who shall lay what? What is, I mean anything to the charge of God elect. Satan tried to accuse you. And that's why God had us going over those scriptures that in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, that because we have been, God has transferred his righteousness on us through Jesus, we are flawless. But you can't. If Satan will get you so busy that you don't take time to meditate on that, and find, you keep going along thinking of how sorry you are. So like Mephibosheth, he thought he was a dead dog. He didn't have no right because he was crippled in both feet. He didn't think he had a right to come to the table. David said, you got a place at my table, Mephibosheth. You got a place at the king table. But he felt like a dead dog. Who am I, a dead dog? And that's the way most people do. But because who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? There's nothing that world and nothing comes from your mind that they can lay a charge against you, because God has freed you. What you want to find, what you want to do, accept the freedom that he gave you, and don't be silly to get caught up in this stuff and start doing this, because that's not you. Don't live a life thinking you're supposed to be poor and broke and all that. And when it comes down to operating in the things of God, you be willing to do. Most of you had marvelous opportunity and then passed a lot of them up. And I know, because the Lord talked to me about it, that he spoke to you about doing some things, but you didn't do it. You held on to your penny. I ain't going to do that. Well, that's Satan's device, because God had a plan for you. Many of you should have walked up and did some things, but you wouldn't obey. So get quiet when you start preaching. Y'all ought to know by now that I won't bite my tongue. So he said, who shall lay anything to the charge of who? God elect. Who is it? That Satan can't lay anything to you. But because if you don't get past sowing a dollar, if you can't sow a dollar, $5, and $10, let's just get real now. If you have a problem sowing a $5 to someone or in the church, or $10, or $50, and you walk around talking about, I'm going to be a millionaire. Well, you ain't going to make it until you get past that. Because God ain't going to skip all those processes and just make you a millionaire. Because you wouldn't know what to do with it once you got it. You'll mess up so much. You'll be so messed up to take the whole church and God and all friends till you get you straightened out. You'll be down in some places doing some stuff you never dreamed. But you think in your mind you can handle it. But God trying to teach you how to get to it. So who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It's God that what? Justified. Who's justified? God justified you, so you qualified to be and receive and operate in all that God have called you to. He called you, he justified you, and qualified you to live this kind of life. I'll do something about this thing. Keep cutting off on it. We'll have to find a way to lock it in. All right, let me hurry. Who is he that condemns? It's Christ that died. See, you got to be aware of Satan's devices. He works through people, works through family, and he works through your company, where your workplace, where anybody he can get a hold to, he'll work on try to keep you from becoming all that God called you to be. Especially if you're going to do what's right. He'll work on you. Hello. Who is he that condemns? It's Christ that died. Now, who in the world got any right to walk up and condemn you? Who in the world had any right to walk up and condemn me and they ain't died for me? If Christ is not condemning me, who are you? Come on now. Who are you to say you don't have no right? God wants you to learn how to walk in these things that he had given us. Because he said, these things, they are, that I'm given by my spirit, it is a ceaseless supply.